Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The DH, Bob Sheldon. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sergio Ferrer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting 9th. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun, who is chasing the ball. Sheldon reaches third base with a triple. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sheldon scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. There goes Briggs. The throw from Borgman to second, and Briggs is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Porter and he is out. Garcia applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Coluccio reaches second base with a double. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm juggles the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. Coluccio moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. the Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is hit by the pitch. Holt moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Sheldon bunts towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Money moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferrer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coluccio hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bry. Coluccio reaches second base with a double. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Coluccio scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Garcia steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bry. Scott reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Coluccio is walked intentionally. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards first. Holt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Sheldon takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheldon. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Ferrer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Scott scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ferrer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Coluccio chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Garcia. Garcia fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Garcia. Borgman scores. Ferrer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Brewers. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 3 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Hile reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Tom Murphy now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hile moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Sergio Ferrer. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.